All right, we are here at the 2011 Wiffles Corn Strategies in Dixon, Illinois. With me is Matt Barnard, who is the coordinator for these events. And Matt, what I'd like you to do first is tell me just a little bit about the history of the Corn Strategies event.
Yeah, this is our seventh year, the sixth year outside. So about 7 years ago, we were listening to our growers, and they were telling us that, you know, we'd really like to learn more information about how we can be better at our craft, which is grow more corn. And there are a lot of people trying to sell things, trying to push a specific product, but there wasn't really anything in the industry that just educated growers to get better at what they do. So we have started that 7 years ago, and every year it's got a little bit bigger and it's got a little bit more involved, but people continue to come back. We now are moving them around Illinois and Iowa and different areas and locations. And, you know, last year we had about 1,200 folks that joined us over a two-day event in Illinois and Iowa that got better at growing corn. So we try to focus on the things that are important. The markets are more volatile right now than they ever have been. Access to capital and how we manage our balance sheet and those things are important. We also focus a lot on just understanding that we're now in a global market. So too often we think our farm is our local area, and now we got to, hey, something happens in China or something happens in Greece that affects our local market. So if we understand that better, we can be better prepared as we go forward.
Well, now, tell us a little bit about this location where we are today.
The Pratt family has been associated with Wiffles for some time. They've been an active seed grower since 1994. Do a phenomenal job. You see the site. I know the folks that we're talking to right now can't see it, but I want to see what a Midwest perfect farmstead looks like, we're at it today. And so we asked them, approached them about a year ago, would they be interested in hosting it? And they jumped at that opportunity and have been outstanding hosts.
And now next week is going to be in Iowa. Tell us about the site there.
Yeah, so it's going to be at Dustin and Marty Cummings, their farmstead. This will be the third year it's at the Cumming household. And they're very progressive growers in Malcolm, Iowa, kind of the same thing that you're going to see in Iowa here in Illinois. The speakers are the same. The vendors are the same. We're just going to take this. Actually, we're going to tear down this tent at about 5 o'clock tonight, and it'll be up by 5 o'clock tomorrow in Iowa.
Well, what you really stress about this is that this isn't a real sales event. There's no high pressure here, that you just want the growers to come out and have a good time, right?
Yeah, that's the most important thing. You know, we challenge every person here to learn one thing. And if they can learn one thing to make their operation better, at the end of the day, not only are they going to be better at what they do, but we satisfied our need, which is service them. So it's a win-win for everyone. We think we're doing something right. The retention for this event, so if you come back, it's like 80%. And that's unheard of in the industry. So this is a good event. I tell the folks that are listening today, if they're not planning to come, or right now in Iowa at Malcolm, it starts at 7:30 next Wednesday. We'd be more than happy to have them.
All right, and we'll be there. AgWire will be there if you can't be there. Thank you very much, Matt, here at the 2011 Corn Strategies, Wiffles Corn Strategies in Dixon, Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.